the rest of the story. The airliner was going down. There could be little doubt of that now. Two of the four engines had coughed and died just as the plane cleared Mont Blanc. A third engine was on fire. The craft was rapidly losing altitude, and treacherous Swiss Alpine peaks lay ahead. So the airliner was going to crash, and soon. And as quickly as the passengers became aware of the inevitability, there was much passenger panic. In a window seat on the probably doomed aircraft, sitting quietly, although no less anxious than his fellow passengers, was Father Edward Carney, a Jesuit priest from Massachusetts. Father Carney turned to Richard, his traveling companion, a friend of many years. "It doesn't look like we're going to make it to London," he half-whispered, his voice breaking. Richard, ashen-faced, staring straight ahead into the nothingness, did not answer. "Well," Father Carney resumed, "I suppose I have a job to do." And as the airliner continued to pitch and toss in its descent, he unbuckled his seat belt and rose to offer last rites to any requesting them. But this is the rest of the story. Richard, in those moments during which Father Carney fumbled for his seat belt, somehow came to his senses and assessed the situation. He knew the plane was headed for oblivion. He knew what the priest friend was preparing to do. But then, glancing about him at the anguished faces of the other passengers, he saw a number of children. Perhaps none of them understood English, Richard concluded, at least not enough to take comfort in the words of an American priest. What those children needed most, he said to himself, was to be distracted from the impending crash. Richard jerked his seat buckle open and stood in the aisle, facing the near-frantic travelers. "Words won't help," the little voice inside him kept insisting. So Richard did not speak, not a word. Instead, he made faces. And to his surprise and delight, one of the children who saw him suddenly laughed. And meanwhile, in the cockpit, the sweat-drenched pilot strained to see over what appeared to be the last ominous crag in front of him. Now, life or death depended on what lay beyond. What did was a green valley and a cow pasture, and it was there that the all but powerless airliner, barely missing that last snow-crested mountaintop, it was there that the airliner glided to a jolting stop, and more remarkable still, among passengers and crew, none of whom had expected to survive, not one injury. And the children aboard, who surely otherwise would have spent long minutes in terror, instead laughed and pointed and laughed again at the funny stranger who made the funny faces during an impromptu pantomime he believed is stretched from here to eternity. After safely arriving in London, Father Carney's friend Richard, who'd accompanied him to see the Pope, Richard, whose desperate but convincing clowning had calmed the children on that almost doomed flight, he, Richard, opened on July 2 and performed for enthusiastic audiences at the prestigious Palladium. But you were present front row and center for the performance that really counted. The most wonderfully satisfying performance, he said, he ever gave, when the stage was the narrow aisle of an airplane about to crash in the Alps. And the headliner was a gifted comedian you know as Richard Skelton. Red Skelton. Only now you know the rest of the story.